decision to wage work. What did he wish to achieve by that? He should have known what awaited him. Hadn't his mother begged him on her knees once to be a good boy? She couldn't bear to think of him out there, both of them totally helpless before the onslaught. But she hadn't argued with the landlord. She was hysterical, even in her silent calm, but like a patient and forbearing strategist, she tried to pretend her neutrality. She believed in work herself. She'd worked hard all her life. There was nothing else to do. Work. It waited. She said nothing. His mother begged him on her knees to give it up. The reason? Well, she needed someone to care for her. She suffered so. That wouldn't do. The obstacles she cited were the apathy and lack of cooperation to be expected from his extremities, the fanaticism of the whole system, the lack of food and forage, the desolate countryside, roads the lightest rain made impassable to charging forward on a horse, the impossibility of advancing in the snow, which fell as early as the beginning of October. The fires, the cold, the desertions, the menace, the conspiracies uncovered, the betrayals at the highest level, the frantic rushing forward, night and day, the pontoons burned to lighten and speed the march, the uncrossable rivers. In spite of the extreme cold, the river has not frozen. Wretched condition of the horses, their great exertions. Their fodder is wet green straw, unripe grain, rotten roof thatchings. Some men have to ram the length of their arms into their horses' rumps to relieve them of the mass of excrement accumulated in their bowels. Their bodies are bloated from the green fodder. There are hundreds with burst bellies on the bridges. They lie in ditches and holes with dim, glassy eyes and weakly struggle to climb out. In vain. Seldom does one get a foot up on the road, and when one does, its condition is only rendered worse. Wheels pass over her. You hear the leg being crushed, the hollow sound of the animal's scream of pain. See it convulsively lift up its head and neck in fear and terror, fall back again with all its weight, and immediately bury itself in the thick ooze. From the well of this unending suffering, her sigh went up and curled round like smoke. If they could only see her now, if Chook just could only see her now, this way, after work, in the midst of work, they would see her as she really is. They would not resist the tenderness that wells up in their hearts. They would not always be leaving her for some great work.